let us begin our time in prayer in silence as we center our hearts in prayer before God. God, to you we lift our hearts in the name of Jesus. We come humbly before your throne, before a throne of grace and love, with bowed heads and open hearts. We bring petitions, requests, needs, joys. We bring them to you today. For those who suffer during a time of flooding and other natural disasters from forest fires, all around the world we see where people are in pain, enduring hardships. God, we lift them up today. And Father, we pray for the hands that help, the ones that reach out, who wade through the waters, who battle the blazes, who preach and speak for freedom, and hands that feed the hungry. Father, we pray that they are empowered, strengthened by your Holy Spirit, that they are protected by your presence. That, Father, we pray for peace throughout the nations, that we could claim the words of Isaiah to have come in our time, and we've come to the Mount of Zion, where we shall learn war no more. And we pray for the needs within our church. Father, they are many that are spoken and unspoken alike. And Father, for the needs within our community, we lift them before you. And Father, needs around this nation and other nations around the world. We pray for the proclamation and the hearing of Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. And Father, today we pray for other churches in our church, in our towns and around the different places that Christ is proclaimed. Father, we do pray for the nursing home folks and the shut-ins in their own homes. Father, we just lift them up today. We lift them before you. And we bring all of this before you. And now we'd ask that you would hear us, as in voice and heart, we pray together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Make me your servant.